There were not less than 12 Levim who would stand on the platform over there when they were singing. 12 was the minimum, Musifin ad la'olam, but they could add, there was no maximum amount, but there was a minimum amount, and that was 12. And katan nichnas lazar la'avoda ila b'sha' she'levim o'imdim b'shir. Also, the amana may not enter the temple courtyard to perform the service, except when the Levim were singing. And when the Levim were singing, their children, the Levim's children, were allowed into the temple courtyard to assist to the adults in the singing process over there. They weren't allowed to play instruments like the harp or the lyre. They were just permitted to sing, and the reason they were permitted to sing is to add a bit of sweetness to the melody over there. But you know, the child's voice adds, you know, it has a certain sweet quality to it. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Ein Oilin Laminyan, they weren't allowed to be counted towards the minimum number of 12 that we require. Va'ein Oimdim al Haduchen, and also they didn't stand on the platform, the children. Ela Ba'aretz Hayu Oimdim V'Rashein Mibein Raglei HaLevim. They used to stand on the ground with their heads between the feet of the Levim, and that's where they used to stand and sing. But Tzare HaLevim Hayin Nikran, and they were called the Tzare HaLevim. That was what they were referred to by the Levim. So different interpretations he brings over here. One is that Tzare HaLevim means like junior Levim, you know, like assistants. But alternatively, he brings that it's also derivative of the word Tzar, which is like vexation. And the reason being that they vexed the adult Levim because the children's voices were not as like refined as theirs. So they used to, and sometimes, you know, it used to bother the elder Levim that they were there. And that's two roots of the word Tzare HaLevim.